other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, the Southern Poverty Law Center is demonizing militia groups and then gun owners and veterans and conservatives and libertarians. By extension, they say white supremacists connected to militias, connected to gun owners, are endangering the president. We need to ban their free speech. They're dangerous. We're going to be talking about that with Stuart Rhodes, Yale law graduate, special forces officer, great guy. He is coming up to discuss this. Also, the attack on free speech. It was okay to hang up Obama posters, and he even told the Washington Post and wrote letters to his constituents saying, please hang them up on stop signs. That's okay, but we say hang them up on power poles and places where people post posters, you know, because other people aren't discriminated against. We shouldn't. And now the media is saying arrest us, arrest whoever does it. It's evil. Oh, it victimizes the community. These people are sick. And they're on the news going, I just can't believe someone would do this to our president. But it was okay to do that to Bush, which we actually encouraged here, of course. In your new world order, we come after you. It's real simple. We're not Republican or Democrat. But it's really backfiring on MSNBC. They've had every one of their major hosts say, if you call Obama a socialist, that is code for the N-word. Talk about creating racism, divide and conquer, balkanization. Talk about trying to get a race riot going. There are a lot of dumb people out there, mainly white yuppies, that believe it now. I mean, talk about trying to destroy the First Amendment. Talk about wickedly knowing you were driving a wedge and creating racial division. Now, I got into some of this yesterday because what Oath Keepers deals with is fighting martial law. So we're going to talk some about free speech, the Southern Poverty Law Center, but then we're going to get into what Oath Keepers is doing, because we now have the military saying they don't want 20,000 Homeland Security troops. They want 400,000 on the streets of America. This is huge news. It is so important. It ties into congressmen saying they want to use the flu situation as a pretext for martial law. It is all coming up today. Then we'll cover financial issues and open phones with Bob Chapman in the third hour, and then Alan Keyes is scheduled to be joining us in the fourth hour today. Ambassador Alan Keyes. I'm always calling him Charles Key because of Charles Key in Oklahoma. Alan Keyes will be joining us today. So you don't want to miss that. But here are some of the headlines. The Pentagon wants the authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in the United States. And we're going to get the writer of that article on next week if we can. The Pentagon has approached Congress to grant the Secretary of Defense the authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel throughout the United States. Folks, this is off the charts huge. I'm almost ashamed I just covered the Obama poster in the last 30 minutes, but that's all part of this. If we don't have the power, you don't know the power, folks. If they actually go with martial law and you make up handmade signs on your color copier or your copier and put them out, under a tyranny, speaking out against it has hundreds of times the effect it does when you're living in liberty. You understand that all the tyranny is coming out in the open now. We've been vindicated on every issue. That's why I want to encourage other talk show hosts and other webmasters to not get involved in the COINTELPRO. I know most of you aren't involved in all the infighting and stuff because you're government agents. It's because you are jealous and envious of me and others that are successful, and you see it as a marketing strategy. Buddy, I am actually fearing for my life now. I am actually for my whole family, and you should be for yours too. This is real. These are eugenicists. The folks running things created Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. This is real. Listen, you better understand your life is in danger. All of us are in red-level crisis. The time for infighting's over. The time for me just bashing police is over. And we've all got to come together. This is real, folks. This is real. We're going into revolution, and the system is going to counter-revolt against the people who are peacefully saying no. The globalists, I guarantee you, already have it in the pike. Already in the works to stage terror attacks to blame on patriots. They've already got new wars. Mark Feiber, the top economist, is saying the same thing. Congressmen are saying it. This is real.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Stuart Rhodes with us for the rest of the hour, but I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour to talk about governors, congressmen in the mainstream news saying that Obama may use the flu outbreak as a pretext for martial law. Then we have Homeland Security and the Secretary of Defense have now approached Congress and said they want to put 400,000 regular army on the streets of America. This is all off the charts serious. Meanwhile, two Spanish TV stations, including National, are calling for my arrest for racism, for putting up, telling people to put up posters in legal areas. Well, I always thought light poles were, everybody else does. Obama told his people to put them on stop signs in the Washington Post, posters that made him look in a good light. We said put it up under your local laws in legal areas. They're calling for my arrest. I have the Orlando News here saying they're trying to arrest people, trying to get indictments. I mean, America's going to hell in a handbasket here, ladies and gentlemen. You're not even supposed to be able to put up a sign or wear a T-shirt, and they're saying that I need to be arrested for racism and a hate crime. And now they're saying if you use the word socialist, it's a hate crime. That's what the hate crime bill that passed the House and is now in the Senate says, that if you hurt someone's feelings, you're arrested and put in prison. Not even if a crime's committed. Hurting feelings. Well, you know what? We're selling the T-shirt. that says socialism on it. We sell one that says fascism on it. We sell one that says Infowars.com on it, one that says New World Order. The mainstream media is giving us credit, saying that we started the entire Obama Joker thing. Well, number one, I'd be proud if I'd started this a month ago in L.A. I didn't. 2 weeks ago when they said, censor whoever's doing this, they need to be arrested, they're criminals, they're racist. I said, no, it's saying he's a criminal. And people did this to Bush. And so people need to post more of these in legal and lawful places, in the commons area. Under common law, you see the posters all over downtown, or you see 20 posters on a pole. You can put a poster up, and if they come selectively enforce against you, that's a big civil rights violation. It's just flat wrong, man. It's hypocrisy. And people are seeing through this. 90%+ of the posts in all these newspaper articles, all these TV stories, go read them for yourself. We have them linked on Infowars.com. I mean, there's probably 10, 15, 20 posts saying how ridiculous the hypocrisy is and way to go putting the posters up. Now, I am seeing people post videos on YouTube where since the cops started threatening people and saying this is wrong, they're actually going to post offices and going to police stations and putting them on them. Don't do that. Have your First Amendment. Put it where other people put posters. Put it in the downtown areas. Put it on bulletin boards. Give them to people. But I mean, that's what our founding fathers actually did, go and put stuff on Redcoat police stations. They actually did do stuff like that. They do stuff like burn images of the Redcoats, you know, out front the police station. And then if the Redcoats beat somebody up, they'd stop the Redcoats on the road and beat them up. I'm not calling for any of that. That's evil. That's founding father type stuff. And I'm being somewhat sarcastic, but seriously, I don't want that to happen because the establishment wants violence to break out. Now, enough said about that. We've now put up a T-shirt. These are in. These are selling. We have these in stock. We're now manufacturing today. We have a 3-day turnaround. So today, Saturday, and then Monday. By Tuesday, we'll have these T-shirts. We've made a Bush fascist to show that it is nonpartisan and that we're equal opportunity offenders. But under the First Amendment, if we just want to criticize Obama, that's our right as well. And so here is the poster, and everybody can get this T-shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back. But all the Obama ones are available at Infowars.com, and get them while you can. Lord knows they may just go ahead and make all this illegal, and I'm not joking about that. So I want to get Stuart Rhodes' take on that coming up, but not yet. We're going to open the phones up, too, at 1-800-259-9231. I know some stations just joined us in the second hour. That's why I'm recapping some top stories. The Progressive newspaper is reporting, magazine is reporting, the Pentagon wants the authority to boost 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. This is directly from the Congressional Record in violation of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. They've already announced 20,000 troops under Brigade Homeland, suddenly from California to Tennessee to upstate New York, from Schenectady, New York, to Arcadia, Iowa, Army, regular Army, National Guard, Marines, State Guards are running checkpoints, searching people, actually arresting people, running DWI checkpoints, things that are seen as popular to acclimate the public. And they admit this is for domestic operations in the Homeland Security documents we broke that we got from people inside Homeland Security, in the Department of Defense documents we broke that were later confirmed mainstream news, in the secret clergy response teams and InfraGuard documents we broke that were years later confirmed to be real. I know they're real. They come directly from sources. Massachusetts deputizes dentists, paramedics, pharmacists to administer flu vaccine, Boston Globe, for forced inoculations. We have another one here where the congressman is in the news saying that they are preparing for total martial law and using this as the cover to do that. I'm looking for it here in my stack. I'll find it in a moment. There's just too many of these to keep track of. German news is reporting there is live cancer viruses in the main vaccine that's being distributed. So that's why we've got Oath Keepers on and Stuart Rhodes, the founder of it, with us today. We're going to go to him because Mr. Rhodes started Oath Keepers. He was a high-level aide in Ron Paul's congressional office in his presidential campaign. He's an ex-Army. Stuart Rhodes is the founder and director of Oath Keepers, military veterans and peace officers who will honor their oaths, defend the Constitution, will not just follow orders, will stand up for liberty, and will save the Republic. So help us God. Our motto is, not on our watch. It's a nonpartisan association of currently serving military, reserves, National Guard, peace officers, veterans who swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he is a Yale Law School graduate and was an Army officer give us your exact bio, Stuart.
Oh, I was a paratrooper. I was an enlisted man. I worked for a living. But I was a paratrooper until I was disabled in a parachuting accident.
Okay, now let's get started here. You've heard me throw all this out. The main reason I got you on is the Southern Poverty Law Center has put out a report mixing us in with white supremacists, UFO cults, you name it. And specifically, they attack us together here in
yes,
this piece. Go ahead.
Yes, they do. You bet. Yeah, they quote our interview, in fact, where they say that Rhodes told conspiracy-minded radio host Alex Jones, imagine if we focused on the police and military, came over for the New World Order. And I want to thank them for pulling that quote out. I'd forgotten about that. I think it's a pretty good slogan. So, you know. But now they're doing the same thing they've done throughout the last few decades. Anybody who gets to be a threat to the Orthodox, their Orthodox plan, they will attack and try to smear and lump in with racist. And or that they tell you either you're racist because the black president's in office, you must be racist if you oppose anything he does, or you're completely insane, and therefore the government should monitor you, should investigate you, should have a secret file on you, and then should go arrest you if it can. You know, that's their program.
Did you see the comments in the article where they say that we need to be killed? Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen that yet. No, I have not. Yeah, but I saw something last time was an Alan Colmes show, which was a really horrible interview. All he wanted to do was accuse me of being sensationalistic and paranoid. But he had comments on his own side that were pretty atrocious too.
The Louisville newspapers, the AP, and others are reporting. I'm gonna dig them out and cover them coming up as soon as I find them. Congressman Brown is saying this is being used for martial law, that Congress has been threatened with martial law. We have now the Pentagon publicly saying they want to deploy 400,000 regular army on the streets of America. I mean, this is an occupation rivaling Baghdad. This is really happening.
Yeah, well, jumping over to the flu idea, that has always been the one thing that people throw back at us about a channel order. What about a pandemic? And so I can't think of a stronger pretext, short of a nuke going off in American City, for trying to declare martial law. But as you know, martial law has no constitutional basis whatsoever. So I get real sick and tired of hearing all these politicians throwing around the word martial law. They have no idea what they're talking about. Because martial law is the absolute absence of law. It's the will of the commander on the battlefield. And nowhere in our Constitution is there kind of escape clause that says when the weather's bad, you can suspend the Second Amendment like they did in Katrina. Or if there's a flu outbreak, you could suspend the Constitution and impose martial law. It doesn't exist. And so when you look at Article 4, Section 4, that's your answer right there. What does it say right there? It says that the national government shall secure to the states a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. So what it's saying there is that you have to have the permission of the legislature of the state, or only if the legislature cannot be convened, the governor of the state. And only then can the federal government come into a state. And so that's my first stop when it comes to the constitutionality of any of these plans that NORTHCOM, FEMA, DHS have. They're acting as though the states don't exist anymore.
Well, the issue, too, is everything should be set up around the state responding, because the locals can always spend the money the best, and they can also respond the best. That's been the way we've always operated. If Congress can't even read its own bills, and look at Katrina, how are they going to respond? No, they're going to use disasters as a pretext to come in and confiscate guns and loot the wealthy houses, as happened in Katrina. Stay there, Stuart Rhodes, with Oath Keepers, thousands and thousands of military and police taking the oath. to not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and to upkeep their oath. We'll be right back. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Stuart Rhodes, who started Oath Keepers, in the last year or so, and it's really exploded in size. We'll give you the website before he leaves us and some of the testimonials. But the government is clearly out of line. It's violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's run by foreign offshore banks. They've stolen almost $24 trillion the last 10 months. Obama has proven he's a liar on every front. And then magically, they put out DHS reports saying that all these evil American gun owners are about to attack the president. And right on cue, the Southern Poverty Law Center comes out with a report demonizing all these good people, mixing us in with clearly bad folks. And then now ABC News is doing it. And I saw this before Oklahoma City. So before the Fed stage terror attacks so that they can be the victims and clamp down on freedom, they do this. This is the preparatory phase. Stuart, do you smell a false flag in the wind?
I think we're heading to the territory where they could use a pretext such as the flu itself to, this appears to be what they're doing, is setting up all the infrastructure and all the planning and all the rhetoric so that it, all you have to do is click the button, click the switch, and the flu pops up, and the next thing you know that they've imposed martial law. I want to go back to a second when we were talking about a minute ago. You're right about, you know, the first line, as I said, should be that the state should have to give permission. But then you look at Article 1, Section 8, it also says that Congress has the power to call forth the militia to execute the laws of the union, suppress insurrection, repel invasion. It's not just a good idea for the state to be in charge, but the founders have the answer. The answer to the question of who should guard the guardians was that we ourselves, the people, would be the guardians in our state militia.
And then your legislature, that you've elected is in charge. So when you see troops coming down the street, they are from your town, your city. You know their daddy, you know their mama, or you might even be their granddaddy. And the legislature commanding them, the governor commanding them, you voted for them. That is the people ruling.
And only, you can only have outside militia from somewhere else if that legislature in your state, your governor, invite them in. Okay, and nothing there is contemplating the standing army doing anything inside the United States. It's supposed to be the militia. So, I mean, this
is right. The standing
so
army
away.
Defends the nation's borders and has a navy to defend, but it doesn't have any action inside. Have you seen the editorial cartoon of the United States? It says Homeland Security with all the cannons swung in, pointing inside the country.
And that's what's happening. Is everything that Bush created is now being turned inward. All that infrastructure. And so we are so far from our, the original intention of the founders. Forget about the Posse-Comitatus Act. That's only a statute. Look at the design of the Constitution itself. Were wildly beyond what they intended. They wanted the militia of the state to be the internal security force. That'd be us. How are we going to terrorize ourselves? You can't. That was their insight.
Now, yeah. Stuart, Obama and his controllers in their slick lies, they demonize the constitutional militia, but then they want a federal or Stalinistic or Mao-like federal Gestapo. They want a clone, but a evil doppelganger. They want a twisted militia that's a federal militia, and they go, well, that's in the Constitution. So they try to have it both ways. They demonize a real militia, but then they have their counterfeit federal militia. Can you explain to people from the Constitution the difference?
Well, sure. As it says in the segment itself, a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The militias are from the states, not from the national government. That's not a militia. When the national government hires someone to do anything, they are now part of the national government. They're not part of the state structure. And so it's entirely opposite, as you said. It's like the evil twin of a militia. It's more like the Brown Shirts or like the Gestapo or the Stasi.
Exactly. The answer to the Stasi, are the Brown Shirts, and I hope that the Southern Poverty Law Center gets this quote. We are the opposite of the Brown Shirts, or the Mao Brigades, the Youth Brigades. This is the real People's Army, not their wicked counterfeit. Go ahead.
That's right. They're trying to create a new version. You know, they're adopting the old forms. This is what happens. They'll adopt the old forms and they'll twist them into something new. This is done throughout history. Every oppressive regime always takes the law and turns it into a weapon. And they'll adopt the forms and bastardize them. And Orwell warned us about this many years ago. So it should be a surprise. But we have to be on guard. And the first line is your state sovereignty. You have to have, in fact, this is what needs to happen. State legislatures need to convene special sessions to discuss and to come to conclusions and pass resolutions about the claimed authority of NORTHCOM and FEMA and DHS to come into their state during a pandemic. That's what's
going to
happen.
Stuart, we got a break. Let's come back and talk about that and then get into the First Amendment overall. But, yes, we now have the Governor's Association sending a letter to the White House and the Pentagon saying, you're going to put troops on the streets? And the Army's answer is, yeah. It was 20,000 last year. Now it's 400,000. Will it be a million next year?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Body Union. And it's going out as I've done it all. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
The globalists have a couple of things going for them. They got the central government. They got the unlimited power of the central banks to issue fiat made-up currency. And their plan is so diabolical, so wicked, so corrupt, it's like wilder than a James Bond evil villain plot. I mean, the movie Moonraker about a plan to set up a world government and kill everybody, you know, they got the plots for that from real government documents like EcoScience. Fleming, the worked for the MI6 that wrote the books, admitted that. And he did write Moonraker under another name. But I forget the exact name of it. It wasn't Moonraker. But the point is that they've got that going for them. But once people find out this is really true, I mean, when I get up on air and go, here's the Army purchase orders for FEMA camps. Here's the Army hiring people for domestic internment resettlement programs. You know, here's the actual code on it. When I show you mainstream news articles, this is out of the Hill, you know, big major newspaper in D.C. And it says, governors oppose DOD emergency powers. And they sent a letter, the heads of the governor association, saying, what is this? You can't federalize the states and put troops on the streets. They were responding to what now has come out in the news. And that is these reports out of the AP and the Progressive. Governors oppose DOD emergency powers. And then that other headline I was mentioning earlier, the Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel in U.S. And then I've got articles here where they're training to take over the cities and admitting that they're going to do it. In fact, I had that here in my stack. National Guard takes over school and swine flu vaccine riot drill. And then I can go back a few years and pull up stuff like the Pensacola News Journal, where the Marines, unannounced, take over the middle school, point guns at the kids' heads. The kids think it's real. And then the Marines say, oh, the president wants you to know what martial law is like. That was in the newspaper. Folks, this is a real program going on. Stuart Rhodes, with all of this backdrop happening, and then we've got the Southern Poverty Law Center coming out and viciously attacking you and I and others nationally. I mean, this report is being one of the top news stories the last 3 days on every major newscast. Does that creep you out, but at the same time make you proud that you're actually having an effect, to know that over and over again, myself especially, get singled out as this enemy? I mean, the full government focus is on us and trying to demonize these town halls.
That's right. I mean, here's the bottom line. This is why I found those teams in the first place. The head is rotten. We have to focus from the bottom up, from the county level on up, in our state legislatures. But then we might run out of time, and that's why I found Oath Keepers, to be sure that, or at least do the best we can, to make sure that the troops will not follow the orders. And sure, that threatens whatever they have intended for us. I mean, what could be wrong with us reaffirming our oaths unless they have bad plans, unless they have intentions to issue orders that we would not want to follow because it's unconstitutional. And so I think that the more they attack me, the more I know I'm doing what's right. That's how I look at it.
Well, you just made a great point. When we've got the government documents attacking us and attacking Ron Paul and attacking libertarians and attacking returning veterans and gun owners, that is absolute proof that they are bad and that our analysis of their system was correct. And that my only apology is, Mr. Rhodes, is that as bad as I said it was, I haven't told the audience and fully grasped myself just how real this is. I mean, intellectually knowing something is happening, intellectually knowing it hurts to be in a car wreck and, you know, flip your car is one thing, but actually being in the car, breaking your ribs, knocking your head out, you know, the window, getting 20 stitches is another thing.
Exactly.
I mean, intellectually, I know getting the flu doesn't feel good, but when you're actually vomiting your guts out, it's a different thing. Can you comment on that? I mean, to actually see this happening.
Oh, absolutely. Look back at H.R. 1955, the Jane Harman's proposal for the Radical Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, where they wanted to set up, you know, these centers of excellence, study people and give secret reports to Congress. Remember that? And she introduced that on April 19, 2007, because even back then, her real target was domestic enemies of
yeah, for those that don't know, that's like a police code. When they say April 19th, that's when the war started. Explain that to people.
Oh, you bet. I mean, we stood in the green in Lexington April 19th this last April to commemorate, you know, as all kinds of citizens do, to celebrate our heritage and also to reaffirm our oaths. But according to Southern Poverty Law Center, that's a kind of sinister indication that we are extremists, because supposedly April 19th is equivalent to celebrating Oklahoma City's the blowing up of the Oklahoma City building. So, you know, in their minds, that if you do anything April 19th, it makes you an extremist, not an American.
Well, the feds, the globalists hate America. That's why they burned Waco on April 19th and used special forces against those children. We have the congressional documents with Delta Force there. And that's why they bombed Oklahoma City on April 19th, was to take that day away from us. They want to take our sacred days and expropriate them and turn it into a day of victimization for their red coat system.
Right. They want to demonize it. They want to erase our own history. So here's what's happening. It's what she wanted to do is being done anyway, even though the bill didn't pass. And Southern Poverty Law Center is just another facet of that. they're acting as the Gestapo secret police wing to go and label people. Instead of having the FBI do it directly, they do it for them. And then the DHS feeds off of their fake little reports and comes up with their own report. And then you've got the Harvey Law Center then citing the DHS report they helped write. I mean, it's this vicious circle like a puppeteer with two puppets in his hand. It's all the same puppet master. So, and the whole point is to demonize, marginalize, make someone a target, make them outside of the society's protection, and then they stick the dogs on you. Then they stick the military on you if they can, or they stick the police on you at least.
Well, that's what Hitler did. That's what Lenin did. That's what Mao did. First, for 4 or 5 years, in every case, they demonize the group. Then they go after you. And, you know, we got the secret army document that regular army is watching us and Ron Paul, and that became national news. The good news is, though, it's backfiring because the military is going, why am I spying on Wayne Paul? Why am I spying on Alex Jones? Why am I spying on Ron Paul? Why am I spying on Stuart Rhodes? Why are we following around some little old lady that's handing out yard signs to end the Fed? I mean, I really think the establishment is trying to do the same thing the bankers funded in Russia and China and Germany, and I don't see it working.
No, it's not. It's backfiring because it casts such a broad, it becomes absurd. It's like, well, anybody who disagrees with what's going on or anybody who they can categorize as being anywhere on the political right is now a potential terrorist. It's just ridiculous. Like the extremist lexicon defined an extremist as being the same as a terrorist, and then it went down the list of all these so-called extremist groups. So we're all automatically terrorists. We're just different stripes of terrorists. This person's an anti-abortion terrorist. This person here is an anti-abortion or anti-border, free border terrorist. You know, so they just label you different kinds of terrorists. But they pool all together in one big giant pool of extremists, which means terrorist. And so it's so broad and so sweeping that anyone can see through it, see how ridiculous it really is, unless they're a partisan hack.
Well, Stuart, you also noticed that everybody they list in that DHS report are people that are following something that's constitutional, and it happens to be popular. 81% Gallup poll, control the borders, demonized. Almost 80% say get rid of restricted gun laws. We're winning that fight. We're terrorists. Upwards of 70% now are against abortion, so the majority of us are terrorists. This is an unpopular, it's like national polls show 92% believe the government killed Kennedy now. I mean, so 8% is saying 92% of us are nuts or terrorists. It isn't going to work anymore. I mean, look, the feds might have been able to get away with blowing up their own federal building in 95. They might have been able to get away with that now. I want to caution the black op operators and the mercenaries and others. Cheney's been caught for staging terror in the Middle East to blame it on enemies. It's coming out about Blackwater. You guys aren't going to get away with this because there's people on the inside that are going to blow the whistle from so many angles, you're going to get caught. And I really, Stuart, feel but also intellectually see the momentum has shifted. Now, for leaders like you and myself, they may imprison us or kill us, but we're actually fighting for America in the final battle, I mean, in the main crossroads. So I'm not even worried about it. It's a great honor. I wish I had more lives to give. But for the people out there, if you simply take action, get the word out, expose the globalists, I don't see us being able to be defeated. Even if they blow up federal buildings, even if the Fed set off a nuke, even if they release some deadly flu. Stuart, I've looked at this from every angle. If the people believe they can win, it's over. We win.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing. If we wake up enough of the police and military, as I said in that prior interview, then it's game over for them. You can't do these things without the willing compliance of the troops, of the police. If they have them on their side, then it's still not over for us. We can still fight. But certainly it's better for us to have our brothers and sisters, on our side. So we have to make sure we get as many of them as possible. And that's our mission. And our next big push now is going to be to put an Oathkeeper packet, including an Oathkeeper's guidebook and a tab you can put on their uniform. We want to get those out to every single service member. So we're going to be doing a big money wave between now and November 11th, which is the Veterans Day. And it's going to go into a distinct fund where people can just donate $30, and it will go right to in the hands of a service member, current servant. They'll know that every time they do that, it's going to end that result.
And it's sure oath, understand the message. It's oath-keepers.blogspot.com.
No. We have a new website, oathkeepers.org.
Oathkeepers.org. We'll also get that up. I want to go to some phone calls, Stuart, in the time we have left with you, but I did want to mention the Joker posters. These were put up in California. Then Mark Dice had his own contest, so I copied him, did a contest. But a few people put these on post office boxes, big deal, but they're saying, oh, big federal felony terrorism. Now they're saying it's an act of terror and abusive, and there's victims if you even put it up where other posters are. They're saying the poster itself is racist, that it's a hate crime to say socialism. I'm not kidding. That's in the news. And they have people on the news saying, I need to be arrested.
That's content-based discrimination. It's content-based targeting. Exactly, just said it's targeting the content. They're not. It's not content neutral. That's unconstitutional.
Yeah, because you're a constitutional lawyer. I was going to ask your opinion. So clearly this is discrimination then.
Oh sure. Even at the ACLU, they'll tell you the same thing. I hope is that it's clearly content-based. I mean, are they doing the same thing to everybody else but the flyer? No, they're not. So it's based on your content. That's unconstitutional. I don't care what you're saying. You can have the Klan putting up a swastika, and if they are singled out because of the content, that's also content-based discrimination. That's why the ACLU defended the Klan's right to march through Skokie, Illinois. It, as painful and horrible as that was, it was to protect the principle that you don't discriminate on content.
Because the minute that the Klan, every one of them federal officers, I've been to these events to protest them, I mean, it's just feds, period. And it's come out over and over again. It's feds to demonize the Patriot movement. Because they'll get up there and give pro-Second Amendment speeches. They'll get up there and give anti-New World Order speeches. All to demonize us. And later it comes out they're feds or informants or, the leaders are being paid to do it. But, yeah, you take those big, fat federal agents right away, you lose your right. And that's why these people sending me emails saying I deserve to go to prison, that just shows they haven't been teaching civics in the schools.
No, they don't understand their own history. I mean, the civil rights movement in the 60s would have gone nowhere if you could have content-based discrimination. That's why they resorted to peaceful marches, because they have a constitutional right. The First Amendment, sadly, the other parts of the Bill of Rights aren't as strongly protected, but the First Amendment has been pretty strongly protected. It's the most potent weapon we have legally, as far as the level of protection for it. And you can thank the ACLU for that. They get some things right.
Well, Stuart, let me ask you this. You are talking to the military. You're talking to the police. Tens of thousands have contacted you. You have huge events. It's exploding. Yeah. What is their view on seeing all this classic, really Maoist, is the closest thing I would call it, tyranny manifesting? Are they redoubling their efforts to warn other military and police? I mean, clearly, if the government organs and government surrogates like Southern Poverty Law are coming after you, they are. But... I mean, what's the sense of the membership?
Yeah, it's making them all the more resolved. And like you said earlier, it makes it clear that we are in the game now that we all had dreaded would be coming. It's happening to us right now. And so we are hearing back, active duty, if I could get an active duty guy right now up on our blog, our site, who are saying, I am making sure I spread this as far and as fast as possible. We want to help them. We want to put billboards up outside of bases. We want to make sure we get a care package. My goal is to have a care package in the hands of 40,000 active duty troops by Christmas. So that's my goal. And we're starting state networks, too. We now have state chapters with state directors, and our goal is to have an active Oath Keeper chapter in every county of the state. Make sure the sheriff is squared away. Make sure the police there know who the veterans are. They all become friends. They all know who they have each other's back. That's our goal, is to make sure that we've got our county squared away from the bottom up. And so work as fast as we possibly can. Oh, and Sheriff Mack, in fact, speaking of sheriffs, has a response to Southern Poverty Law Center that he just sent me. We just posted it on our site. So if folks want to go to oathkeepers.org, they can read his well-reasoned response. And also Lieutenant Commander Gilley, who's an active duty naval commander who was with us in Lexington, is writing his response. We'll post that as soon as he sends it in.
Well, good, because if we give in to this chilling effect, in fact, next Wednesday I'll announce the winners to the great Obama poster contest. But I'm going to go ahead and next week announce another contest to keep this going. Regardless, all of you that put posters up, one, be sure and follow your local laws. Don't give these thugs excuses to selectively enforce on you. But because they're trying to threaten me, because they're telling me I don't have a First Amendment, but Obama can be in the Washington Post saying, put my posters up on stop signs. He's saying do something illegal. We're not. But they're saying we're not even allowed to legally say this. I'm not giving in to this intimidation.
Coming. Give me a call.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I want your take on this in a moment. I just wanted to tell the people, if we give in to the intimidation, they win. They wouldn't be going absolutely crazy over this, though, if it wasn't scaring them. And just the exercise of people out putting things up, just the exercise of getting off your butts is a literal psychological and spiritual shift. Stuart, comments.
Well, it's like the movie V for Vendetta. You know, after a while, everyone was running around spray painting V's. And whether the state decrees it okay or not, you should exercise your First Amendment right. I got an idea for you. How about one that says Oathbreaker? below the picture.
That's a good idea, Oathbreaker, or Liar. I mean, he's been caught lying about everything he said he'd do. Liar. No,
but the response should be to go out there and do it more. That should be the response.
Well, that's what the listeners are doing. I said listeners, I said be careful. And the listeners are going, no. And they're doing it to police stations. So the spirit of 1776 is alive and well. And I would caution the police and military to think twice about what side of history they want to be on. Your gut tells you to join us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Keep Stuart 5 minutes in the next hour as we get to your calls. Let's talk to Brian in New York. You're on the air with fellow thought criminal. He dare ask the military and police to keep their oath. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air. Okay. Brian in New York's not there. Let's go to Brian in Jersey. Go ahead, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? The comment I wanted to make, actually, was regarding Obama saying to put his signs on stop signs and whatnot. I actually think that might be a good idea. Imagine if half the street corners in this country had signs that said, stop Obama.
Yeah, but see, you can put a sign up that shows him as God or looks like Stalin with him looking like this going, but the minute you put one up defiling his godliness, the locals just flip out. The government comes out and lies and says, everyone in the town hates it. It's racist. Remove it. And that's why the elite wanted him in office, was so they could play the race card anytime you disagree with him. It's just, I think it's blowing up in their face, though. I mean, now you can't say the word socialist. Let's get a comment on what Ryan said from Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeeper. Stuart?
Yeah, I mean, there's a tough line to walk there. You want to respect the property and the public safety of your city, but then you also want to, have it act as defiant. So I can't recommend that they go out and break the law, but let me just say you should exercise your First Amendment rights rigorously and fully. Because,
well, Stuart, why do you think I'm getting sent the videos of people saying, we're just going to put them on police stations now? And I'm telling people, don't do it, but the spirit of 1776 is so strong. I wonder if the police know down the road, if the new world order comes in, that it's not going to be street signs.
Well, you shouldn't look at the cops as your enemy. I mean, this is what they want you to do.
Yes, they want this.
They want that. So I would recommend not doing that. You put that on town hall, city hall. You put that on another oath breaker's house or something like that. You don't put it on the police officer's property. Not for now. Give them the benefit of the doubt. They are going to do what's right, and let them see you as their ally, not their opponent.
No, I agree. That's why I'm saying that this needs to be done.
Right.
But anything else, Brian?
I don't know. I'm just saying, do what the president had suggested you do. If he wants his names on stop signs, just imagine what that message would actually say. Stop Obama.
Well, what would happen if they arrest somebody putting it on a stop sign, or maybe below the sign so it doesn't endanger public safety, and then you get a ticket or arrested? You can go in with the official letterhead of the president telling his constituents to do it. Is the court then going to go after Obama?
No.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's not going to stop the courts, but it's going to stop, it'll probably say, hey, listen, Obama said to do this, so I'm just following the president's orders.
All right, let's talk to John in Missouri. John in Missouri, make it quick, please, sir. Go ahead.
Stuart, Alex, it's great to talk to two great American patriots. Keep up the good work. Keep pressing on. I got one point to make to all patriots out there. If they do press this issue and push the button, that all patriots need to know who the enemy is, so that they can be singled out in the future so they can do their job. Know who the people in the CFR are. Know who are the people in the high command that have been acting treasonously against our country, so that when you get the opportunity for making a citizen's arrest or a somewhat different approach, they can know what their true enemy is.
Well, they wanted to attack Iran, but Fox Fallon said no, so there are even some good people at the higher levels. We'll get Stuart Rhodes' takes on that when we get back. Thank you, John. We'll talk to Ryan, D, and Jeff, and others. Bob Chapman's coming up on the economy as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.